Syndicated News Talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on Hump Day. You know the deal. That's the day that we don't just play the Campbell at the start of the show. We also hit the third hour and we do a thing called the Grand Council. Bring in two of my brethren in talk radio and we ping each other with questions and just sort of see where the opinions fall. So let me call the roll from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Cumulus Broadcasting's WVNN, host of the Dale Jackson Show, also writes for Yellowhammer News, and says he says other radio shows too. I don't know. Dale Jackson, are you there? All right, stand at ease. And then also from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show and the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. And he writes for Breitbart and Lanyap and a bunch of other stuff too. Jeff Poor, how you doing?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you very much, War Eagle. All right, I pronounce a quorum, so hit it, Big Rig.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ba-da. All right, let's just kick it off. Jeff Poor, what you got?
Why are we so quick to take this off the table with the National Guard in Birmingham? I'm not saying it's a good idea, but at least if the fear is out there that the National Guard might come to your city, maybe it would behoove you to get your act together, Mayor Woodfin.
Wow. Yeah. So, you know, having spent a lot of time in the Alabama National Guard, I can just tell you that, I mean, that's big doings. You're almost invoking memories of Phoenix City here. But Birmingham is a freaking mess. And another mass shooting, two mass shootings in 60 days. And the mayor has got nothing to say for it except stop Glock switches, which is not going to stop bad people. National Guard, I don't know that it's I don't think it's the right mission for the National Guard, to be honest, unless you can show there's a true emergency and they just can't get it done and they're requesting assistance. I don't know that we can bring the National Guard in. But the governor certainly has that option. She can put together a task force, and she can augment it with state law enforcement, and she can set up some extra patrolling of streets or augmentation, because they're like, what, a third down on their staffing for the Birmingham Police Department? It's ridiculous. But I don't know that we're really at a National Guard position. Dale Jackson, what do you think?
Yeah, the National Guard is more for when there's an active emergency, and I know we could probably call this an active emergency, but it's more of just like a slow motion disaster more so than anything else. I like the idea of state troopers, but Jeff and I, we've talked about this before, but with the National Guard, and I kind of wanted to ask a similar question to former Senator Williams, since he's done so much different stuff in his life. If they use the National Guard, let's say they call up and I've been using this as my example, the Aniston, National Guard guy who works at McDonald's, who's also in the National Guard, and they have that guy come and do, I don't know, paperwork in Birmingham and let the beat cops go out and put more beat cops on the street. Maybe that's helpful. I just don't, I don't want to see a column of National Guard guys with rifles walking through Ensley. I just don't think that that's the solution. I mean, maybe there's something in between those two things, but is my scenario for the National Guard maybe more reasonable?
Yeah, what would wind up happening? I mean, it's not going to be like you're patrolling New Orleans in post-Katrina, where you brought in the National Guard to bring protection to the area. But this is going to be, I mean, if they do anything like this, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to probably put out an all-call for volunteers, and people who are not otherwise engaged or can leave their jobs without difficulty are going to do it. And then they're going to fill out the ranks with people that are then called up. But the governor's first going to have to make a proclamation of emergency, because when they're in Title 32 status, which is their legal status, the governor has to declare an emergency to then activate the guard to put them into an active duty status. And so, I mean, it's a dicey situation. But you know what, though? It's also one of those things that says leadership. So if you're going to do it, you got to be affirmative and you got to be unapologetic and you got to do it. But right now, Woodfin is just not getting it done. Jeff, it's your own question. What do you think?
I mean, the Ohio governor sending the National Guard to Springfield, Ohio. Why not have a column of patrolling some of these gang high spots? I question this. Like, is it really that abhorrent to y'all? Or what are we afraid of here?
It's not, you don't want a 19-year-old with an AR-15 or an M4 walking the streets. That's not going to end well in any situation. I love the National Guard guys. I served in the reserves. I get it. I'm just telling you this. That is, in my opinion, is not their mission, and it's not a good idea to take a guy who's a supply clerk, put a rifle in his hand, and say, go down there near the quickie.
Okay, and I'm gonna disagree with that, because I trust the 19-year-old who's already been through basic and AIT, and he's got a sergeant who's over him as he walks those streets. But nonetheless,
it's not that I don't trust him. By the way, he's not the issue.
Fair enough. But what I will say is, what I would prefer to see is more what we're seeing down in Montgomery, where they put together a task force that has state, local, county, and they can augment that with some National Guard support. But I don't see this as being a call up of the National Guard and mobilize a battalion of the 167th Infantry and roll them into the streets and start patrol. I don't see that. I don't see that at all. I don't think we're there.
Well, let me ask you this kind of follow up question. At what point is that appropriate? Like, how many more shootings do we have an idea of, like, what has to happen before it's like, hey, maybe we should do this?
I don't know if I can pin down the bright line right there, but I just don't feel like we're there. It's not a gut feel. It's much of a gut feeling that I have that we're not there. But I will say this. If the mayor were to call on the governor and say, I can't get it done with my current staffing, can you augment me for 90 days or 120 days or whatever the case may be, I could see that being a thing where you could augment the capabilities of local law enforcement. But just saying we're going to take over and we're going to patrol certain neighborhoods, I don't see that happening at all. I don't.
I mean, you also have to remember, just FYI, you know, in Ohio, I believe they sent state troopers and not the National Guard. So there's a difference between that. I mean, those are two totally different things. And, you know, Jeff and I, and I know we're eating up all this time, but I mean, the format of this is probably gone at this point. The idea, I mean, I hate to say that.
I don't even know my own show. This is crazy.
Why? I mean, am I wrong when you ask the next question? All right, who's going to win the Auburn-Georgia game?
No.
Or the Alabama-Georgia
I'll tell you
game?
What. Come on. Let me do a segue question. How about this? Woodfin, though, is getting jacked up by his own base right now. We got Wandelin Gavan and Kyle Whitmire, both of whom are screaming liberals who are calling him out for his lack of leadership. Has he lost his mojo? That's my question in that regard. Is he losing his own base right now, Dale, Jeff?
I think they're just looking for blame. Everyone wants to blame somebody. Woodfin staked out the stupid Democrat position of Glock switches. And so I guess if you're looking to kind of move in a different direction, stand yourself out, you go after Woodfin. I think, you know, Gavan, I hate to say this, is probably right on this, except for the National Guard stuff. She's probably correct. I mean, but you got to call the National Guard when there's an active emergency. This is not an active emergency, as bad as it is.
Jeff, your thoughts on Woodfin losing his mojo?
He never had any mojo. Like, what? I mean, he is a failure. He's a bigger failure at this point than Stephen Reed. And that is saying a lot, guys.
Wow. That was.
There is a gang war underway in Birmingham, and I don't know how they ever stop it. It's just going to continue to escalate. I would nip it in the bud right now. I don't know how you do that. If you got to send it, but you're clearly not going to get it done with the status quo and this police force that Woodfin oversees. And like I said, it just kind of gets back to this question. How many more of these shootings do we need before we have to say, okay, it's time for the adults to do something here?
And that goes back to that legislative question too. Are they ever going to pass a bill that says we're going to take over if you don't do a better job? And even still,
the legislature doesn't get back in session, Senator, until next year.
I agree.
We don't have that kind of time.
Now, I don't think bodies are dropping in the street left and right now. I mean, it's not like we're down to some dystopian society, but it's still bad. It's still awful. I just don't think we're there at the point, Jeff, where we can say, call up the National Guard and let's patrol the streets of Inslee. I don't think that's where we are yet.
Birmingham voted for this.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean that we want them to stay there.
I understand that. I'm just saying my point is, you know, they're not going to come in without being asked. And he isn't going to ask.
Here's the difference, guys. And this is why Montgomery and Birmingham are different than anywhere else in Alabama for two reasons.
Glock switches.
No, the state capital is in Montgomery. You have to have the state government able to function without somebody getting assassinated by a stray bullet or something, number one. And number two, all of the major corporations, the big mules, are all headquartered in Birmingham. It is the center of commerce. It is vital to this state, and it clearly has the state has a vested interest in not letting this idiot who's mayor continue to run things the way he is.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't know that we're going to wind up seeing that level of preemption where we're going to have the governor say, "I'm taking over your city," because I don't think we're at Phoenix City yet. I just don't think we're there yet. And I hate it because I can't stand Woodfin's administration. I mean, I would love to see him gone yesterday. I'm not even a fan of recall votes, but if there was a recall vote, I would say Woodfin was a candidate.
But let's and I know we're going long here, but let's just, I think there is a serious gang war going on in Birmingham.
I agree.
And that has to end. That has to end before it gets to this point. How do you end it? And don't tell me you're going to, well, just hope things get better with Woodfin and the Birmingham Police Force.
I don't say that at all. I'm not a wishful thinking guy. I think hope is not a plan. But I think the reality is the better plan right now is what I admire that they're doing in the Montgomery region, which is state, county, and local putting together a task force that is given carte blanche authority to go out and do the things it needs to do, almost like a separate law enforcement agency, and they are kicking tail right now. If you are to believe their press releases, they're actually getting it done. And so I would love to see that transferred to Birmingham. And if Mayor Stephen Reed can have to live under it, then I don't know why Mayor Woodfin couldn't live under it. And if you can't get that done, then I would say that the governor needs to ask for some explanations. But she won't. I mean, she's right now, she'll say some platitudes through her press releases, but the governor Kay Ivey is not going to step out and be a high stepper on this. I'm just telling you. So there, any last words on that, Dale Jackson?
No, I think you're right. I think it's exactly. And again, Woodfin's not going to ask for the same thing they're getting down there in Montgomery. In his mind, this is exactly fine. Did you see his latest post on Facebook? I mean, that's all he cares about.
Yeah, you know? Who cares what Woodfin wants? He is apparently
he's the mayor. He's the elected guy there. He's the guy.
So what? I mean, it's clearly public safety is in play here, and I'm telling you, this is a gang war going on, and I don't know how you had to go in there and start kicking down some doors and figuring out what's going on here, because this mayor is too busy making memes on social media.
And at that, we're going to take a break while we plot the overthrow of localized government. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Round two with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and just little old me on the Grand Council. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, back to round number two on the Grand Council. I'm calling an audible. Dale Jackson, you didn't get to ask a question last time. What do you have for the group?
Well, you guys took a lot of my questions, so I'm going with the one that I jokingly asked, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is Donald Trump going to call for Georgia to win the game? Is he going to pull for Georgia? He's got a swing state. Will he do it, and will they boo Tommy Tuberville? They're eating the dogs.
Jeff, weigh in. Go ahead.
Here's a better question. College game day there. Will Nick Saban pick against Alabama?
Oh, yes. You think he will?
Absolutely.
You know what? I think he will, because I think he's the kind of guy, he calls him like he sees him. I think he's cut and dry like that. I think it'll also raise a lot of hackles when he does, because you know, there are some in the Bammer category that will automatically call foul and call traitor. But you know what? I think that Trump being there, no, I don't think he's going to call for one or the other. I think he's going to be there. He's going to be seen shaking hands with Governor Kemp, seen hugging necks with, you know,
is Kemp Katie going? Britt. Have they announced that?
I thought he was. Is he not? I thought he was going.
I hope he is. I'm just saying.
What kind of oratory skills will you be showcased from Governor Ivey, you think, Dale?
I think she'll speak as much as she did at the GOP dinner. What do you think?
Same speech you gave at the Auburn game, Jeff.
Yeah, which would be nothing. But in fact, will she be there? I think she'll be there. But I think what you're going to wind up seeing is up in the window, you'll see Trump standing next to Kemp and Katie Britt and maybe Kay Ivey waving at the crowd, and both teams will feel like the guy was there. And I think it's probably a wise move. I think even game day is going to wind up having people carrying pictures of his face around. And shouting.
He should be going to football games every week from now till the end.
Why not, man? And by the way, hit up a Talladega while you're at it, because that's where the Let's Go Brandon thing originated. So,
was he going to take the presidential limo around the track again?
God, that would be cool, wouldn't it? Can you drive the beast around the track? That would
they did it at Daytona, so yeah, I guess they could do it at Talladega as well.
At the very least, the Trump Air Force One or whatever they call it, Trump One, ought to flew a flyover. That would. They should put us in charge because we would have this whole thing mapped out, and the campaign would be over at that point. All right, Jeff, what question do you have for us?
Tuberville dropped his blockade on the another Army general promotion because he didn't like the way Lloyd Austin was. We were kept in the dark about Lloyd Austin's health of the Secretary of Defense. Does it matter?
Was it an Army guy or Air Force? I thought it was an Air Force guy. Was it? It doesn't matter.
Army.
Way,
it was Army guy.
He was Army. He was a senior. He was a senior aide. He was like a 2-star, and now he's going for 3, I think. But he was a senior aide to the Sec Def, and did not report that his boss was incognito AWOL for 5 days, and the White House didn't even know it, which really reflects on the White House. But I think Tuberville made his point. I don't know there's any reason to blockade it forever. The guy's not going to have much of a career if Trump gets elected. So let's put it that way. I don't know. I say time to move on, I guess. But Dale?
No, I think you're right. He made his point. He came in and said, I don't like this. I'll make a little stink of this. Okay, fine, let's move on. I think that's exactly what he was trying to do. I think he made his point.
Your thoughts on your own question, Jeffro?
The only thing that bothers me about it is it's going to be Trump, and it is some kind of W for the left. And I don't know, you take these stands, and maybe you stick with them, but anyway, the hold would have fell anyway, I think, with the Votorama that Schumer would have imposed.
I think you're right. I do. All right, with no more than 30 seconds left, I got to ask. So Sandy Stimson, mayor of the second largest city in the state, Mobile, has announced he will not run again. Are we about to see a major power play? Jeff, real quick.
No, I'm telling you, the thing about him stepping aside, I think there's just Sandy Stimson fatigue. I that's what I think spurred it.
And Dale?
Do we get a lurch to the left down there?
So that's what I'm wondering.
But now he was a lurch back to the right, though, Stimson was.
All right, that's it. Grand Council, Jeff Poore, Dale Jackson, appreciate you both. We'll have them back on next week. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.